The Total Consecration to Jesus Through Mary. Day 8. Purpose: emptying yourself of the spirit of the world. Of resisting temptations. So long as we live in this world, we cannot escape suffering and temptation, whence it is written in Job, "The life of man upon earth is a warfare." Everyone, therefore, must guard against temptation and must watch in prayer, lest the devil, who never sleeps but goes about seeking whom he may devour, finds occasion to deceive him. No one is so perfect or so holy, but he is sometimes tempted. Man cannot be altogether free from temptation. Yet temptations, though troublesome and severe, are often useful to a man, for in them he is humbled, purified, and instructed. The saints all passed through many temptations and trials to profit by them, while those who could not resist became reprobate and fell away. There is no state so holy, no place so secret, that temptation and trials will not come. Man is never safe from them as long as he lives, for they come from within us, and in sin we were born. When one temptation or trial passes, another comes. We shall always have something to suffer because we have lost the state of original blessedness. Many people try to escape temptation, only to fall more deeply. We cannot conquer simply by fleeing, but by patience and true humility, we become stronger than all our enemies. The man who only shuns temptation outwardly and does not uproot them will make little progress. Indeed, they will quickly return more violent than before. Little by little, in patience and long-suffering, you will overcome them by the help of God rather than by severity and your own harsh ways. Often, take counsel when tempted, and do not be harsh with others who are tempted, but console them as you yourself would wish to be consoled. The beginnings of all temptation lies in a wavering mind and little trust in God. For a rudderless ship is driven hither and yon by waves, so a careless and irresolute man is tempted in many ways. Veni, Creator Spiritus. Come, Holy Spirit, Creator blessed, and in our souls take up thy rest. Come with thy grace and heavenly aid to fill the hearts which thou hast made. O Comforter, to thee we cry, O heavenly gift of God Most High, O font of life and fire of love, and sweet anointing from above. Thou in thy sevenfold gifts are known, thou finger of God's hand we own, thou promise of the Father, thou who dost the tongue with power imbue. Kindle our senses from above, and make our hearts overflow with love. With patience firm and virtue high, the weakness of our flesh supply. Far from us drive the foe we dread, and grant us thy peace instead. So shall we not, with thee for guide, turn from the path of life aside. O may thy grace on us bestow, the Father and Son to know, and thee, through endless times professed, of both the eternal Spirit blessed. Now to the Father and the Son, who rose from death, be glory given, with thou, O Holy Comforter, henceforth by all in earth and heaven. Amen. Ave Maris Stella. Hail, O holy star of the ocean, God's own mother blessed, ever sinless virgin, gate of heavenly rest. Take that sweet Ave, which from Gabriel came, Peace confirm with us, changing Eve's name. Break the sinner's fetters, make our blindness day, chase all evils from us, for all blessings pray. Show thyself a mother, may the world divine, born for us thine infant, hear our prayers through thine. Virgin all excelling, mildest of mild, free from guilt preserve us, meek and undefiled. Keep our lives all spotless, make our way secure, till we find in Jesus joy forevermore. Praise to God the Father, honor to the Son, in the Holy Spirit be the glory one. Amen. Magnificat. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory be. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it is now and will forever be. Amen. Christ our King, thy kingdom come. Mary, Queen of Apostles, pray for us.